The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All right, so today's episode, we're going to talk about house rules. I think all of us have them. Sometimes we got them from our parents, whoever, you know, raised us. For instance, do not touch my thermostat ever. Let's also talk about the legalization of marijuana. Why are more people ending up in the ER? That's on the agenda today. And who is this supermodel supposedly dating Kanye West? She used to be with one of the most famous actors on the planet. Let's get this podcast started now. I know a lot of people look forward to different things on Memorial Day weekend. And let's be real. We're here to honor those who have served this great country. And thank you so much for your service. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to some BBQ, man. Let me tell you, some barbecue. Welcome to your Friday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Let's talk about that really stupid barbecue list that came out a couple of weeks ago. It was all over the timeline. I don't know who put it together. TripAdvisor was getting attacked so much. For some reason, it came up on their social media page. And they're like, we did not do this list. Texas didn't come in. I think Miami was number one for barbecue.
What?
Yes. Yeah, blasphemy. Mm.
Best that doesn't barbecue. Even make sense.
Best barbecue, Texas. Then it's Kansas City. Then it's Texas, Texas, and Texas. And that's it, right? Now, Memphis got some good barbecue, too. But you got to admit, there's some bad barbecue in the world.
Oh. What is bad barbecue, Dana Cortez?
A lot of times people will say, here, we smoke this meat, and they throw ketchup on it, and they're like, this is traditional barbecue.
Ew. Remember that place we went in L.A., in like trendy downtown L.A., that was a barbecue spot that somebody took us to, and I was like, are you sure you want to go to a barbecue downtown L.A.? And they're like, oh, it's amazing. You're going to love it.
But that's all they know. Until they taste that, just the melt in your mouth brisket that's been slow smoked for 24 hours. They don't get it. They
that's
don't
funny.
Know.
That's like, remember when your mom's like, if your friends jump off a cliff, would you do it too? And it's like, if your friends invited you to eat vegan barbecue in LA, would you do it too?
Let me just tell you something.
If your barbecue place is fancy, your food sucks.
Yeah. After two or three drinks, y'all were like, this is all right. This is okay.
Well, everything's good after a few drinks.
And someone else is paying for it.
Exactly.
It's always great. All right. So what's your favorite barbecue food? Not the sides. I'm talking the main dish. Is it the chicken? Is it the sausage? Is it the ham? Is it the turkey? Is it the brisket? What is it? Let's conduct a little poll on our social media right now.
Well, what's yours?
Oh, brisket all day. And you got to leave the fat on it. Do not give me that lean crap, please.
What about you, Ant?
I'm going to have to go with just a good old bratwurst, dog.
You like the sausages. Yeah.
Link, baby.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a chicken guy. I like chicken with one with hot and one with barbecue.
Sounds really good. All right. We want to know what yours is, too. Tap in, too. The phone lines are open. National Day, Anthony A.
All this barbecue talk got me thinking. We got to appreciate the cooler. National Cooler Day, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Shout out to the cooler. Man, keeping a bruise cold and the soda for the kids.
Shout out to grabbing from the bottom.
We also have National Brisket Day because Dana was so pumped about it.
Man, there's nothing worse than a burnt brisket.
Oh,
awful.
What about a burnt hamburger? It's National Hamburger Day.
Oh my gosh, this is the best day ever. Brisket and burgers?
It really is Memorial Day weekend.
I'm so excited. Yeah, shout out to the hamburger.
I mean, pray for our blood pressure, but you know.
Did we just do a show?
My
about
cholesterol level is just going through the roof, just thinking about it.
Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend once again to all of those that have given the ultimate sacrifice so we can be free. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
School's almost out for everybody. And it's time to establish summer house rules. This is
the Parent Score.
Everybody had them. You probably learned some from your parents. I know we had some in our house.
My number one rule growing up was no one's in the house when mom and dad aren't there.
And DJ Automatic, did you follow that house rule?
Hell no. We had a little escape route. We go out through my brother's window. But yeah, we would have, we had a lot of kids that live in our neighborhood in our house. Always, you know, it was kind of the meetup spot. So we had, you know, with four kids in my family. So we'd bring over, you know, two, three kids just, we'd do whatever
hang out, play video games,
whatever. But the second I heard my dad's truck, out the window.
Escape route.
Yes.
A land before Ring cameras.
Hey, let me ask you something. Did they ever get caught?
I know my dad heard, but I don't like. It depended on what kind of mood he was in, if he made it a big deal or not. And yeah, okay. It also depended on the second house rule. Are the chores done? The chores had to be done, else we couldn't do anything. No video games, nothing. My dad came home, those chores weren't done. It was a big deal. And the third one was never, ever, ever let any one of your little damn friends in my bedroom. Ever.
That's a big rule. And you've been trying to teach our littlest, Ava Maddox. I have three daughters. You've been trying to teach her that yet? I'll be in my bedroom. Undressed, getting ready for whatever. Here she comes with all her. Here comes her and Ella. Her and all her little friends. I'm like, I'm not dressed. Why? Please respect the space of your parents.
Shout out
children.
To your dad, I would imagine, because I don't have a family or a wife or a kid, but that's one rule I'm going to make up.
Bunch of little kids, y'all stink. Y'all got that fungus smell. It's all wafting in the bedroom. You leave and
my dad, that's
there.
Where my dad kept all his stash and his guns and all his like stuff. So yeah, it was a big deal. Never let anybody in
the room. You never
let
anybody in the room though, right?
No, that was a one I never did.
Man, my house was a little bit less extreme because the only rule that's really kind of popping out to me is that, you know, my mom is a hard working woman, right? So she enjoyed her peace and quiet time and especially her puzzle time.
Oh,
and,
what?
And yeah, there was...
Doris is very serious about her puzzles.
If you interrupted her post-Friends sitcom watching and puzzle time...
Hey!
Oh my God, because me and my brother would be wrestling in the other room and holy, she would lose it. So yeah, never interrupt my mom's puzzle time. That was another thing in my house rule. But Dana, your family dynamic was always interesting. Did you guys even have...
Let me tell you something. We had so many family rules.
How did you have family rules? It was just you and your mom.
I don't. First of all, it was me and my Nana and my Uncle Frankie first. Then it was me and my mom. Then it was me and my baby when I was a baby. So, yes, first thing first, I was 15 when I had it. We were both babies. Okay, put things back where they go. Oh. Do I not still establish that rule right now?
I get yelled at daily.
Because why? Because automatically say, where's my so-and-so? Did you put it back where it goes? Well, obviously not, Dana, because I don't know where it is. Put it back where it goes and you'll always know where it is.
I catch a lecture daily.
Number two. This is to my guests out there. This is to my friends, okay? When you come to my house and you have children, number one, I don't want them opening my cabinets. There's sticky little fingers all over my cabinets, pulling out pots and pans. Please don't do that. Number two, the refrigerator is also off limits. Who do you think you are? Don't do that. And
the
number
other
three,
day, one of Ava's friends walked in, and she literally walked in the kitchen and just opened the fridge.
I was like,
where does that even happen? I would never walk into one of my friends' house and open it, and like in front of their parents.
So hold on. When she left, I asked Ava Maddox. I said, "Do you do that?" She's like, "No, of course not." Well, tell your little friend something. I'm embarrassed. No, tell her. And then finally, please don't jump on my furniture. Don't do it. Little kids that jump on my furniture get on my nerves.
Damn.
I'm sorry, and I love kids, but teach your children manners. It's very important.
We forgot one really, really important.
What, automatic?
Call before you come.
Oh, that was my number three. Here's the thing. Why are you here? Well, I text you. Did I answer you? I called you. Did I pick my phone up? If I'm not answering, I don't want you at my casa house. I got something going on. It might be sexy time business. You don't know what's happening in my house, but I don't want you here. So do you think that those are pretty good summer rules for everybody to follow?
I think your daughter has a bunch of friends who are hooligans. That's what I think. Tell you, I'm worried about the people she's hanging out with.
Hey, share your house rules with us now. Follow us, Dana Cortez Show and at Dana Cortez Social Media. Let's continue this convo online. All right, this is crazy. This woman named Leah Rose Fiega, she walks into a convenience store that she visits almost every day. You know, you go in, buy your little cafecito, everything. Buys her lottery tickets, $30 worth. She's in a hurry, though. She's got to get to work, scratches everything. Doesn't look like she's got a winner. So she hands the tickets to the convenience store worker and says, "Hey, toss these. I didn't win anything." So she leaves, and the convenience store worker looks at it and says, "This woman won $1 million. So the next time Leah comes in, they give her back her winning $1 million ticket.
What the f***?
What an honest worker. Instead of keeping the $1 million lottery ticket, they give it back to their customer. This is such a beautiful story.
You don't think it's because they're under 24/7 surveillance and then they knew they wouldn't get away with it, that they might have given it back and they might think they might get a little reward money?
Maybe. And she did actually give them a reward. $10,000.
$10,000?
Yes.
She won $1 million?
Yeah, but she got to pay 50% taxes.
Okay,
on
well,
that.
That's worth at least $100,000. I'm sorry. She owes those people some money.
She gave them $10,000, and the store gets $10,000 on top of it because they sold them the ticket. You get a bonus.
Most good deeds go unnoticed. I'm just glad this one's getting
$10,000. Yes, and everybody's a winner. Come on. Jeez.
All right, so you guys know they're legalizing marijuana almost everywhere now.
Yeah.
Well, because of that, there are some extremely stoned Americans that are calling poison control hotlines. A new study finds that more than 28,000 people have gotten so high between 2017 and 2019 that they had to call poison control hotlines. 65% of them say it was just from smoking too much weed, while 20% of them say it was from edibles.
Bruh.
You fall into that category, and especially during those years, Automatic. How much did that call to 911 cost us?
Whoa. Let me paint the picture here. We're in New York City, and my friend is like, hey, you want an edible?
I'm just glad you could remember the picture. So go ahead, Automatic. Paint it, please.
Okay. He's like, you want an edible? And you know, we're like, I was DJing out there. I DJed the night before. We were going to stay for 2 more days. I was like, yeah,
oh,
you know what?
Gross. You're taking the edible from a DJ friend?
Yes. Well, come to find out, it was a little stronger than I thought.
Well, no, he ate one ear, and he's like, nothing's happening. So he ate the butt, and he's like, nothing's happening. He ate the other ear. I'm dying.
I literally thought I was dying. I had to call 911. I had to be picked up by an ambulance. In New York City, it cost me $1,000.
By the way, no one has ever died from an overdose of marijuana. Okay, oh, so there y'all, you go. Doesn't that, happen.
I took a pill and a visa. Automatic. Took an edible in New York.
No, he liked Drake. Only half, and he's done. It's over.
Yo, man, I got a question for you, DJ Automatic. Would you rather have your wife catch you cheating on her with an Instagram model in a threesome or jump off a hotel balcony to your death? DJ Automatic.
I would rather have neither.
Okay, great answer.
None of the above. That better be your answer.
For my WTF, we're heading out to Brazil where rapper MC Kevin jumped to his death after fearing that his wife would catch him in a threesome at a hotel. He aimed to jump to the next balcony underneath after him and the said model had heard a knock on the door. He missed and fell 3 stories down next to the pool.
This is an awful story.
This is an insane story. And it's like, in my heart, I'm like, bro, just be honest, dog. Like, that's all I kept thinking. I was like,
first of all, he shouldn't have done it. But second of all, he should have just taken the L.
Man up, man.
Man up on that one, right? So then they take him to the hospital where he's pronounced dead there. But this part is the part where I thought it was really a moment. Later on at the precinct, when the model is giving her story, the wife shows up and they actually get into a physical altercation right there.
Oh, they fought?
They fought at the jail after the guy passed away.
I can see that happening. I mean, I can see her thinking, you know, you're the cause of my husband's death. You were cheating with him. There's a lot more going into that.
Oh, yeah. There is. And this is a great example of why you don't cheat. Just get out of the relationship. How many times have we heard horror stories about two men getting into fights, somebody killing somebody else? Over somebody stepping out on them. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it, man. And just, you know, be honest or, you know, find a better place to hide.
Holy Jesus. What the f*** is that?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
During this pandemic, there's been a few businesses that have grown coffee, wine, and beer. Well, there's a new kind of beer out that I think you're going to absolutely want to know about, and I'm going to tell you about it now because it's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Mr. To-Go Plate.
It's just good news after good news. For several months now, the U.S. coronavirus infections have fallen by 20% over the past week. That's the fifth straight week of double-digit decline. According to the CDC, half of American adults are fully vaccinated, and 62% of older adults have gotten at least one shot.
We're not in the clear, though, yet.
No,
people are still dying. So
no, I know that, DJ.
You still need to wear your mask, be safe, do all that stuff.
All of that, use your common sense, but we're moving in the right direction.
Yes,
let's celebrate.
Are you guys, I'm taking my mask off because they just said we could take it off here at the office, so I'm running around with
my mask. We're not vaccinated yet. We're waiting for playoffs to end because it's automatic. And I thought about going by myself. We had a conversation. He's like, no, I want to go with you. He didn't want me to get vaccinated by myself.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm still nervous to get it. I'm just being honest. I'm still nervous.
Nice.
But you're still getting it.
I'm like one of those guys that, like, when I take certain medicines, they have a different reaction to them. So that's why I'm nervous.
No, you're that kind of guy that's a hypochondriac and something's always wrong with you.
All right. Well, do I not have a different reaction to Benadryl than most people do?
Yes, but this is a vaccine. So now we're going to talk about the turtles, okay? Giant tortoise thought to be extinct was just found in the Galapagos.
Oh!
I'm so happy about this. So it's the Ferdinanda giant tortoise, a native species that was thought to have gone extinct more than 100 years ago. The last time this breed was seen was in 1906. It just made me so happy to know they're still alive.
Let's get that guy to doing some stuff.
Oh,
he needs to make him other little baby turtles.
Yeah, you want to find him a little? Well, he's got a. There's a girl one too. They're living. There we go.
Set the scene for him.
I want to be excited, but I just learned about this turtle right now, so you know, that's that.
Well, don't you think that it's exciting that we know that something we thought that probably man had something to do with killing off isn't dead? It persevered.
Maybe the turtle doesn't want to be found the whole time. He's like, damn.
He's like, hey, leave me alone, people. Damn. And then finally, real Harry Potter fans have been craving butter beer ever since it was first mentioned in the series, long before it was available in real life. Now, when you visit Universal Studios in Orlando, you can sip flavors like shortbread, butterscotch, topwood, whip topping year-round at the Wizarding World food and beverage locations. I don't even like beer, and I want this Harry Potter butter beer.
I don't want that. It sounds like it sounds like a sweet beer. That doesn't sound good to me.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
All I know is amusement park and beer. get a payment plan ready for me.
Yo, it's going to be $30 for your 12-ounce beer.
Or one little red cup. But it's Harry Potter butter beer, so pay me. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, y'all. We will start off with National Hamburger Day.
Woo! Yeah, I love hamburgers, but I got to admit, cheeseburger greater than hamburger. At me, at Dana Cortez.
That's a mild take. All right.
Unless it's Dairy Queen. If it's a DQ burger, I got to have the regular DQ burger with mayonnaise, lettuce, and tomato and pickles. That baby goes down right.
Now, I know a lot of people get their barbecue on, so we got to take a moment to appreciate the cooler. It's also National Cooler Day.
Hey, National Cooler Day. Yes.
Guys, they say smoking's bad for you, but not this kind. It's National Brisket Day.
This might be the greatest national day of all time.
I know. I love a great smoked. It's got to be smoked for like 24 plus hours, though. Brisket just melts in your mouth. Please don't give me any of that lean stuff. I need the fat on it. So good. And by the way, why are we celebrating? Why do we have this long weekend? It's Memorial Day on Monday. Okay, that's the most important reason for all of those who have sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice to ensure our freedom. We love you and we appreciate everything you've done for this country. So down in the DM, it's the breakdown here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You just turned your radio on. Angela hit us up and she asked for down in the DM. Her boyfriend Johnny decided, I'm going to go to San Diego. I need to go see my uncle. He just got a divorce. He needs some guy time. So, all right, let's see. Is he really going, you know, just with guys? No. Turns out he's taking another woman. Anthony A. played the part of a car rental agent.
Which I nailed, by the way.
Well, you used to be a car rental agent.
It wasn't a stretch.
I wasn't an agent when I worked at the car rental company. I was a prep. I just washed cars. I heard them doing a lot.
They should have given you a promotion.
I've been selling all the full insurance coverages, okay?
So we had Johnny on the phone. Johnny disclosed he was taking another woman. And here's how he reacted when he found out he was on a Dana Cortez Show and he got caught in a down in the DM.
Who are you taking to San Diego?
You know these people are using you, right, Angela?
What? Using her? She called us, sir?
Yeah, using her. You go around blowing people up for ratings?
What are you talking about?
Hold on. Your girl called us. We didn't call her, and to be honest, we all kind of knew you were cheating before we even called.
Hey.
Don't be mad at us because you're sloppy.
I called them, Johnny.
Oh, whatever.
You're a loser.
That's enough out of you, Johnny. That's enough. A lot of questions here for Angela and for everybody because he had already disclosed to her that he was unfaithful in his previous relationship. I want to know, if a man cheats on one woman, does it mean he's going to cheat on another?
No.
Okay, hell automatic. No. Why do you say no?
Because it's a new relationship, it's different circumstances, and I don't believe that you're going to cheat if you're happy.
You used to be a cheater, right, Automatic?
Oh, see, here we go.
Automatic?
Well, yeah, I had cheated on previous girlfriends.
It's important for people to hear so they could know that you're not a cheater no more, right?
Yeah, of course not.
Better not be a cheater no more.
Do you feel bad for the cheating?
Yes, I do.
Okay, at least we can get that. Anthony A., have you ever cheated on a woman?
No, I don't. I haven't. I don't.
Here he goes.
No, I don't cheat. I just mainly because I don't think my sexual performance is strong enough to maintain two women at the same time. For real, that's the thing with side chicks.
It's a lot of pressure.
You got to put it on them good enough to where they live in silence. And I don't have that luxury of, you know, laying it down like that. But no, I just never really cheated. One woman is enough for me. And to my people out there who maybe you're dating somebody and you're thinking, oh, well, this person cheated in the past. Are they going to cheat on me now? One thing I always like to look out for is, did they own up to their mistakes? Like, Automatic owns up to his mistakes.
He does.
I made a mistake.
I think you feel ashamed.
I do. I feel, because I mean, having a daughter now, like, yeah, I look at women a lot differently than I used to.
This when the way Otto's mad at a dog,
deep,
bro.
Man. No, I'm like, this got deep. I know for a fact that if a man cheats before, it does not mean he's going to cheat again. I know sometimes women, we would like to tell ourselves, oh, he did it to her, he's going to do it to you. That's not always the case because...
But sometimes it is.
It is sometimes. But you know when you got a dog in your life. You know when you put that man in, the man who doesn't take care of any of his children, what made you think he's going to take care of yours? The man that constantly walks the same path, what makes you think you're going to lead him a different way? Automatic, I think you're a good person at heart. You and I are married, and I know 100%. I trust you. You know, I know that you wouldn't cheat on me, because if you did, I'd bury you 6 feet under.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who is this new woman on the arm of Kanye West? Ooh, this is juicy daily dirt. I can't wait to talk about this. And of course, more stories. It's time for the best gossip. Anthony A., let's get this started with celebrity birthdays.
The great Gladys Knight celebrating her birthday today, too.
Midnight Train to Georgia, baby.
We also have Seth Rollins celebrating his birthday and friend of the show, pop singer Alex Benjamin celebrating his birthday. Oh, shout out to young Allie McBroom celebrating her birthday as well.
All right, so yesterday was Throwback Thursday. So Diddy decided to post a picture of himself with ex Jennifer Lopez back in the day when they were a thing. Yes, boys and girls, we're going to a trip to the 90s. Right now, and they're holding hands, and it looks like P. Diddy love wants that old love back.
I'm way more team J. Diddy than I am Bennifer, for sure, dog.
Oh, no way. I like Ben Affleck better.
What do you think Alex Rodriguez did to her that made her want to move on so quick?
I already know what he did. So, you know, we all knew that there was a woman that he cheated with, and she forgave him. She didn't forgive him. She chose to believe him over the woman.
Okay.
And then there was another woman in between that. And then there was this last woman, and she's like, I'm done. I'm like the high school chick. Dude, I just keep taking this man
so
back.
So three women?
Three women.
I was trying to bring his cheat on her with three women. That's the best triple play he's ever turned.
Oh
man.
Well, he struck out, baby, because she's done.
Take that.
All right, and speaking of the 90s, here's a couple we don't talk about too much anymore. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. You know, back in their time, they were also one of the most photographed couples. What it was like 2005, something like that, when they were together. 5 kids later and a divorce, he got a big win in family court because after rehab, many public apologies, admitting that he made mistakes, he was drinking heavily for years. And Angelina Jolie put up with that. The court awarded him 50-50 custody of the kids.
Oh, shut up, Brad Pitt.
And I did say something off the air, and the guy's like, wow, I've never heard that. I feel bad for him.
What?
That man got on stage with Frank Ocean and put it out there wanting Angelina Jolie back, and she said, nah.
This is a testament to the power of Brad Pitt. Dana's actually siding with a man.
I feel bad for him.
Oh, yeah. Salute to his sexiness.
No, but hold on. You reminded me. Remember, allegedly, he struck her. I get it. She ain't taking him back. She's doing this for all women.
I think she felt like he put her kids in danger. And once you do that to a mom, you ain't getting
her
back, dog.
Man, Mama Bear's like, I'm done. All right, now let's talk about Kanye West and his new boo. According to several news outlets, he's dating supermodel Irina Shayk. If that name sounds familiar, it's because that's Bradley Cooper's ex. Yes, the mother of his child. And I've seen this woman up close and personal. We were on a red carpet 2 years ago, obviously when the Oscars was, when everybody was invited out. And Bradley Cooper walked by, said, what's up? I said, who is this striking woman with him? And he dumped her later that week.
They have a kid together, right?
Yeah, they have a child. Remember when he was doing that movie with Lady Gaga? What was it called?
A Star is Born.
Yeah, that was during that hype, and he left this woman. I remember thinking, why would you do that? You know why? Because Kanye West wanted her.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
Oh, no, she is. I mean, she's a supermodel. She's beautiful.
She's a supermodel, but you see what Lady Gaga do with that mouth. Okay? She's a poker face for a reason, dog. Come on.
Stop. Why are you dragging Lady Gaga?
I'm not dragging Lady Gaga, but I would love to drag her right to my bed sheets, just like Bradley did. I get it.
Twists and turns on this story. All the photos about everything we talked about are at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go check him out. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Music Facts with DJ Automatic on May 28th here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic. Let's get it started.
We're going to start out with birthdays. It is Chubb Rock's birthday.
1990, Chubb Rock jumps upon the scene with the
old school hip hop right there.
Yes, it is. We're going to stay in the old school hip hop. We're going back to 1991 when NWA releases their second and final album, E-file-for-Zagan. And I can't say what it really says, because if you flip that around, it says something else.
No, don't say it then.
So what you gonna do, Dre? Kick it and so on. Let the beat flow on, because I need something to go off on.
So this album debuted at number 2 and went number 1 actually the second week. It was certified platinum, and this is the last time there was Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, DJ Yella, and MC Ren together.
N.W.A. really changed hip-hop. I mean, the way Eazy-E approached hip-hop business wise and just the whole, I mean, aggressiveness of the storytelling, you got to give him credit.
I was always a fan of their reality rap.
All right, next we're going to 1996 when Nas releases the hit single, If I Ruled the World. So as you can tell, it was featuring Lauryn Hill. It was Grammy nominated. It's considered one of the best hip-hop songs of all time. XXL put it on its 100 best hip-hop songs ever. And the album itself, it was written, to me, it has aged really, yeah, really well. It's a great album.
It's I know, like, amongst, like, New York historians of hip-hop, he's not, like, original. But he's laid so much foundation work for everything that's come after him. Like, Nas is great. Not my favorite MC, but this is a masterpiece.
You're giving
of
credit where credit's
yes.
due.
Yes.
All right, and last, we're going to 2000. We're stepping away from hip-hop, going into the pop world with Britney Spears. She was number 1 on the charts with Oops, I Did It Again.
There was a minute where Britney Spears just ruled the world, right? Video-wise, she came on the scene doing the little schoolgirl thing, and then she just kept growing.
Oh, this is the one where she's wearing, like, the red pleather outfit.
I do remember that. I do.
It's hard to forget that video. So this album sold 1.3 million in the first week. It actually ended up going diamond, which is selling 10 million. And it was number 1 in 15 different countries.
Well, she told y'all.
It's Britney, bitch.
What was one house rule you had as a kid that you thought was completely normal until you grew up and realized nobody else has that household rule? Let's talk about that right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And today, we're breaking down our parents' court, where we had a little fun conversation about childhood house rules. Now that, you know, summer's right around the corner, kids going to be hanging out at the crib more, this and that. I know Automatic, you had one that said, no friends over if your parents weren't home.
Yeah, nobody in the house unless mom and dad are here.
Oh, my God.
That was a big one. That was like a huge one, actually.
I have what people are calling the quiet policy, because my stepdad worked graveyard, so nobody was allowed to really listen to any music with any speakers past 10, like the volume level. And then we also were never allowed to ring doorbells. So till this day, like, I still am really hesitant.
You're like timid to hit the doorbell?
I'm really hesitant to ring some doorbells. And we would love to hear what you have to say. So at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram, you'll see that question. And here's some of the craziest answers we've had so far. And this one is interesting to me. Number 1. No bare feet in the kitchen. Is that a thing?
I have heard of that, but that was not at my house. That was not a thing.
That was never a thing for me either. And like, mom, well, you know what? That's because usually my mom was telling us we had to make it by ourselves anyway.
She's like, make your own damn sandwich.
Dog. Shout out to my little brother. He made the best scrambled eggs at age 6. I appreciate you, dog. This one is funny too. The pressure reliever. No matter what, the answer is going to be no if your friends are around.
Oh. So let me tell you something. That one didn't work with my parents. They'd be like, hey, stand by me while I'm asking them, and they might say yes.
Oh.
My dad would always be like, your little buddy standing here is not going to change my mind.
This one, dog, is my favorite. The opposite of grounded. You are not allowed to go in your room. You're allowed to go anywhere but your room when you're in trouble.
That's what I do to my kid. She's got her Xbox in her room. She's got her phone. She's got her tablet. She's got her computer. Her room is her sanctuary. It's her place where she goes to hide from us. The last time she got in trouble, I told her, I was like, I'm going to take the door off the hinges.
No way.
I was like, you can't go in your room. You got to stay down here. You got to talk with us. As a matter of fact, why don't you pick up a book and read a book?
Oh, my God. Hang out with your parents and read a book is the best grounding you could have any kid. Let us know some weird and quirky house rules you grew up with. At Anthony A400, at DJ Automatic. Y'all have a beautiful week. And remember, the Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I can't tell you how much I love all this new interaction. Ever since we've been uploading the podcast every day, the listens are going up. Tell your friends to tune in and keep listening, because there's more coming up right now.